Good morning. Today we celebrate the presentation of the Lord. We celebrate Candlemas Day. We celebrate those in consecrated life. So there's a lot of things going on today, and they all kind of revolve really around the Scriptures. In that first reading from Malachi, you know, he talked about the coming of the Lord, predicting even in those ancient times that the Lord would come to that temple. And he did. Certainly today it's in that fulfillment. In the responsorial psalm, it talked about the Lord is my light and my salvation. Reference again to the light, the candle, that light. And then, of course, in the gospel, you know, the presentation, and it's so interesting when you think about what was happening there. You know, here's Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. What was the last time in Luke's gospel that things were happening in the temple of Jerusalem? Well, it's when Zechariah was informed that he would be a father in his old age to a son named John. Of course, you know the whole story, but that was kind of the beginning, you know. And then Elizabeth was pregnant, and Mary went to visit her, and then, you know, time went on, he had the, you know, 40 days ago, Christmas. So this 40 days was this time of purification. Not that Mary needed purification, but it followed the law. That's what she did. And there she is, back at the temple. And so she comes in, and here's this Simeon. Now, we don't know how well-known Simeon was. Certainly well-known to the Lord. You know, he was a holy man. He had the Holy Spirit upon him. But here he comes, and he takes the baby and holds baby Jesus. And, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, how that unfolded, you know. Did Simeon come up to Mary? Do you mind if I hold your baby? You know. But we don't know that. You know, that's just kind of like, well, how would that happen? Because he's not necessarily the priest. He's just a holy man. So, doesn't matter. You know, he held the baby and then proclaimed, you know, now, Lord, you can take your servant home. I have laid my eyes on the Christ of the Lord, and that he would be a light to the Gentiles and the glory for all of the Jews. Light to the Gentiles. Now, interesting, because it is about what Jesus did. You know, Jews generally didn't give 2 cents for Gentiles. You know, Gentiles weren't in their radar screen. They don't care about Gentiles. But they're talking about being a light to the Gentiles. And of course, Jesus was. He was a light to the Gentiles. He did bring the light of his word to everyone. Then Simeon goes on and talks about how a sword will pierce Mary. And she certainly would go, how's that going to happen? Of course, he was predicting her suffering when Jesus went through the Passion. Understanding that he had, maybe he didn't even understand that, but those were his words and that was his prophecy. And of course, it all would be fulfilled. How Jesus would be contradicted by all the priests and the Pharisees and the scribes because he was giving new light to the Word of God that they really didn't get. But then there's this following thing, and what was this all about? Jesus was being brought to be consecrated to the Lord. Well, Jesus is a gift of the Lord. But still, they sacrificed the pair of turtle doves, you know, as to consecrate. And thus, we understand why this is a blessing and a day where we remember consecrated life. All the men and women who are sisters and brothers and various orders consecrating their life to Christ. But it's also a message to all of us, because each of us consecrated our lives to Christ in baptism. And that's an overriding thing that covers everybody. We need to be aware that we've given our lives to Christ. We do what we do in so many different ways, but living that life of Christ isn't about necessarily what we do, but how we do it, in love and tenderness and kindness to the people we encounter in our lives. And then, of course, there's Anna. And Anna comes forward, and boy, she's been around a long time. She's been doing a lot of praying, a lot of hoping and wishing and having great faith in the Lord that it would be fulfilled at Jesus' coming. And she proclaims that to everyone who would listen to her. So, in a way, it was Jesus' presentation to the world. So it is, yeah, this is the Christ of the Lord. Today, as we come to the altar, we are presented with the Christ in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We should be as joyful as Simeon and Anna and all those who were present in the temple back in the day, because we have Jesus not only in our tabernacle, but within each and every one of us. And through his grace, we bring the light of Christ to the world.